Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Zach Eulin on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, we're speaking with Harrison March, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Area Agency on Aging, about November being National Caregiver Month and the services they offer to caregivers in Washington County and Southeast Iowa.
Caregivers as maybe someone who's in the in-home health profession, or a nurse that visits you to offer care, someone who does it professionally. And while obviously there are a lot of people who do that and they're critical to helping older adults age healthily and with independence, people miss out on identifying the family caregivers or the neighbor caregivers, people who are doing something because they feel like they're just doing what's right. It's somebody they care about and somebody they see needs some help with something, so they lend them a hand. And obviously, that's a wonderful and kind and great thing to do. But we want to make sure that those people who are family caregivers, that they're receiving the support that they need to thrive as a caregiver as well. You have to try to care for yourself so that you can provide quality care to another person. It's a big challenge, and that transition is often difficult. And sustaining your ability to be a good caregiver in the long term can be challenging as well. It's a little different for each person. The level of care for every individual can range from something pretty basic. Maybe somebody is not able to prepare their own meals, but they can go about all their other daily activities just fine, can get around town okay. It can range from there all the way to, helping the person from the time they get out of bed in the morning, helping them up out of the bed, helping them bathe, helping them prepare their meals, get to the store, get to appointments, get home safely, and get back into bed at the end of the day. It really ranges greatly for these caregivers and the people they're caring for. Without that support, these older adults face a lot more barriers to their independence, to their ability to stay in their homes and stay in their communities as they age. Independence is a big word that we use around heritage, because ultimately we want to help people maximize that independence. We want to help them get to that point. Without the caregivers, people miss out on that opportunity. Those caregivers are critical to helping each person solve the rest of their puzzle for independence.
When you speak with caregivers at Heritage, what kind of support do they tell you that would make things easier for them that they need, and what do you offer?
Now, obviously, it can vary on a case-by-case basis. One of the most important things I think that Heritage offers and that people take advantage of is the emotional support. A lot of times, a caregiver might be able to work through the challenges of caregiving, whether those are, physical or financial, but maybe they need somebody to just talk to about this journey that they're on, and watching somebody that they have maybe known for a long time as they change with age, and kind of navigating what it's like to see somebody lose some of their independence, somebody that you care about, or maybe, they just had a rough day because things weren't going well, so they just kind of need to get some stuff off their chest and talk through some of their issues and work on problem-solving skills. So that's a really interpersonal way that I think is important to support caregivers. Beyond that, a lot of times our work involves connecting those caregivers to other support services, ones that are local that can help them with something like transportation. If a caregiver doesn't have a vehicle that's equipped to get somebody with a wheelchair from their home to their appointment, maybe we can work with them on finding a transportation service. If it's a nutrition concern, we might be able to work with them on finding access to a long-term provider of some type of nutrition services, whether those are, trying to get them groceries, trying to get them pre-made meals. Whether somebody needs that support for 30 minutes, in a phone call, and they just kind of need to figure out what's available to them, we can help them with that. We also have long-term support for people who are going to need care and support from Heritage for months and months. Whatever that need looks like in terms of the time that it's going to take, we'll be with them every step of the way. But we also need to, understand and respect that it's going to be a little bit different for everybody.
Now, if we have people who are out there currently in this life situation, taking care of someone, and they would like to find out more about what Heritage has to offer caregivers in those services, how can they get in contact with you?
We'll be sharing things on our Facebook page all month long related to caregivers, because it is National Family Caregiver Month, Heritage Area Agency on Aging on Facebook. We've got some resources and explainers on our services and programs available on our website, That's heritageaaa.org. And if people want to talk to a caregiver specialist or an information referral and assistance specialist, somebody who works at Heritage and actually helps the caregivers directly, they can always give us a call, 800-332-5934, the toll-free number that they can call to talk to somebody in our office and actually connect with these services and get working on problem solving. We serve 7 counties in East Central Iowa. The easiest way to think about it is if you sort of drop a pin in Johnson County and draw a circle. That's not perfect, but it gives you a good idea. So Washington County is the southernmost part of our region, and then it goes up to Benton County, Lynn, Jones on the northern side.
That was Harrison March, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Area Agency on Aging, talking about November as National Caregiver Month and the services they offer to caregivers in Washington County and Southeast Iowa. You can find In Touch with Southeast Iowa archived online at kciiradio.com under podcasts. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.